This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Hello there. Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Armand here, as usual. So this is episode 22 now. I can't believe we've made it to 22 shows. Exceeded my expectations, definitely. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the four seasons, which we wrapped up last week. But I noticed that as we got further into the podcast and the Element series and the Four Seasons series, we kind of strayed away from, what we originally started this show off with. I mean, originally, 4 years ago now, whenever it is that we started on the radio back in college, post-rock, paper, scissors played a lot of, well, post-rock. Lots of the instrumental rock with the build-ups and the climaxes and something, stuff like that. And so our roots are obviously in that. But I've noticed on this show we've strayed from that. And, well, it's basically because my tastes in music are basically kind of going in that direction. And you're kind of... the shows you're hearing are kind of an evolution of my tastes. So, well, hopefully you're enjoying it. But I thought we could use this show to kind of reflect or go back a little to our roots and just, rock out with some post-rock. So today's show is basically post-rock with your cock out. That's what it's called. Post-rock out with your cock out or something like that. And you don't need to have a cock to participate. And this is probably... I shouldn't be... Well, you're all grown-ups. I could say cock on this show. Come on. But anyway, it's basically going to be... It started off, the idea for the show was that I wanted to play some post-rock. But I didn't want to get into, the stuff that everyone's already heard, like Godspeed and Explosions and whatever. So the show was originally going to be called Tier 3, which is, I have kind of in my head, like, tiers of post-rock by popularity, not by caliber or, quality. So Tier 1... is, well, I'll go into a long spiel here. Tier 1 is what I call, I think it was the big 4 and the little 3. Maybe I'll change it nowadays, but that's what I used to call it. But the big 4 being Godspeed, Explosions, Sigur Rós, and Mogwai. The little 3 being Doomake, Mono, and Tortoise. Which, now they're probably the big 7. They're all pretty big. Anyway... everyone's heard of those bands. Well, I mean, whoever listens to post-rock, very likely that the first band you hear is one of those 7. It's rare if it's not. Then Tier 2 would be the more so emerging bands that are quite popular, which in a couple of years probably will reach Tier 1 status. Like This Will Destroy You. Pelican's probably in there. Let's see, Caspian's, I guess, approaching that. Yindi Hald is probably there. 65 Days of Static, stuff that if you're a post-rock fan, there's a very good chance you've heard of them. So today's show is gonna be mostly Tier 3 stuff and some Tier 4. So it's not stuff that's too obscure. So if you're a big fan of post-rock, you've probably heard a big chunk of this show. If you're not so familiar with the genre, then some of this stuff might be new to you. So hopefully it's a nice balance. We don't want to get into stuff I'd always like to play stuff that's obscure. I don't really care, but today's show is trying to find that nice middle balance. And in the meantime, at the same time or whatever, basically we're going completely in the instrumental rock section of post-rock. So there's a lot of rocking out. And that's why the show is called Post Rock Out with Your Cock Out. Anyway, that was a very long intro. Might as well say what we played to start off the show. The song was by the Ev Pretorio Report. That song was called 18 Robins Road. And actually, that song in its entirety is 16 minutes long. I only played the first 7 or so minutes. So, if you like that, I mean, you'd want to check out the rest of the album. That album is called Mar, M-A-A-R. Ev Pretorio Report being a Swiss band. That's their second album, and I think they broke up after that. I don't think it's their best album. I like their their first album, Golevka, much better, but that doesn't have any track that's like less than 11 minutes long. So I didn't play anything from that. Anyway, that I think is a great track and a great example of post-rocking out. I mean, it's just this nice rock song, but it's post-rock. I mean, or I guess it's just instrumental rock. Not necessarily. It all goes down to what you consider post-rock to be nowadays. I mean, if you're really talking about using rock instruments to make non-rock music, like post-rock was originally intended to be, then that song's definitely not post-rock. But if you go by modern standards, then yeah, that's in the genre. But that's a totally other debate. Maybe we'll go into that another show. But yeah, I should probably go into the next song. But before I do, I want to say one more thing about that Ev Pretorio Report song. That song would sound great in a movie montage where a car is going through the desert. You get what I'm saying? You know, there's always these movies that, yeah, they're driving through the desert and it's cool and stuff. That song would be badass in a scene like that. Anyway, this next song coming up is by another European band all the way from Norway. It's Jaga Jazzist, or Jaga Jazzist. I don't know. I'm guessing Jaga Jazzist. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. They're from Norway. The song is called Oslo Skyline. Oslo being the capital of Norway, if you're not familiar. It's off their album What We Must. They have a new album out, something with a bandit in the title. I haven't checked it out yet. But if it's as good as What We Must, then it's a good album, because Jaga Jazzist is pretty nice. And wow, this is 8 minutes long right now. Okay, let's just go into Jaga Jazzist. Here is Oslo Skyline. Thank you. right, welcome back. Hopefully I'll keep this block short. All right, so let's go over what we just played. As we mentioned, the first track was by a Jagged Jazzist called Oslo Skyline. After that, we heard a track by a band called Giants called The Palace Stands in Its Proper Place, which is probably not good for my mic because peas give me the fits on this thing. And that had a lot of them. Anyway, that's off their album, They the Undeserving, which was an EP, actually. Great stuff. Giants are great guys. When we were on our show, they called in, and it was a great interview. It's probably on archive.org, so if you want to check that out, you can. But what was really cool was one of the members, after they were on the show, pretty much listened to all our shows after that, which was awesome. He basically went on AIM or whatever, because we had that in the station back then. And basically, for 2 hours, he would just be talking with us while we were on the air. So it was really fun. He was an awesome guy. I don't know if he's listening right now. Thank you, James, for all your support back when we were on the air. He's probably not listening now. Anyway, after that song, we heard another by Foxhole called Forgiving Monarch. That's off their album Push Pull, or Push Slash Pull. Pull. Not pole. Yeah, that had a lot, some saxophones on it, I believe. Or trumpets. No, trumpets. Definitely trumpets, not saxophones. But anyway, that ended off all rocking. So hopefully you're enjoying the show so far. If you like the instrumental rock side of the genre, then this is your show. If you liked all the other stuff we were doing before, maybe not so much your show, but it's still, I think they're great songs. And a lot of people, I guess, I'm not going to be keeping this short, but there's a lot of post-rock fans that after a while, you know, think a lot of stuff sounds the same. And, you know, I'll give them credit for that. I mean, it really does to an extent. It all matters on how much you like that thing that sounds the same, you know? You know, if it's good, it's good. It's the whole AC/DC mantra. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So you either like it or you don't. So there will be tons of bands that will be pumping out the same type of music. And either you're already bored with it or you're still going to keep liking it. I think it's a very, polarizing. Anyway, we'll move into the next track, which is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. It's by Hours to Alibi. It's called And Then We All Made Kites. It's off their record Beacons. And this is, I guess, the prototypical 7 minutes of build-up post-rock awesomeness. Anyway, here's Hours to Alibi with And Then We All Made Kites. Thank you. welcome back. Zarmond here, obviously. Let's go over what we just played. Alright, so the first track was by Hours to Alibi, and it's called And Then We All Made Kites. It's off their record Beacons, and I quite like the album. And again, we go back to that whole are you tired of instrumental rock genre argument? And I would say no, for me at least. Because I'll always enjoy it, because who the fuck knows? Never know. I used to like some really crappy music, which I don't listen to anymore. But then again, that was back in like high school, and you're stupid and all that stuff. And you kind of, I guess, level off at some point. I don't know if I reached that point, but only time will tell. Anyway, that track was off the album Beacons. And the title track on that album, Beacons, is like 15 minutes long, and it is awesome. If you enjoyed that Hours to Alibi song, get the album. And, well, you can listen to the first part of the album, but get to the song Beacons and just listen. Because it is awesome. Anyway, after that, we heard a song by I Hear Sirens. And it's called Like a Leaf from a Tree in Its Dying Season. And we can get into a whole other debate on song titles. I, for instance, you know, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but this show had quite a lot of bad words. Anyway, a title like a leaf from a tree in its dying season, I find kind of lame. I'm sorry. Hopefully it doesn't offend people. I don't know who like that kind of title. It's like Red Sparrow's titles. I really can't stand them. It gets to the point where it's trying to be overly intellectual, and it kind of bites it back in the ass. It just sounds so, ooh, look at me. Anyway, I have no idea what just happened. That song is off their self-titled album, which is a good song. I'm not going to say the song is not good just because I don't enjoy the title, or just because I think the title is iffy. But anyway, doesn't really matter. After that song, we heard a track by the band Don't Mess With Texas. Now, originally when I was writing this down on my paper so I could know what the hell I'm going to, you know, what tracks I just played so I could know what to talk about, I was writing down Don't Mess With Texas, and I was going to put in parentheses, not from Texas, because they're not. And I thought they were from Poland, you know, because for some reason, I think that's the band California Stories Uncovered or something like that. That's from Poland. It's all these, you know, these state names confusing me with Eastern European bands. I don't know. So anyway, I thought they were from Poland, but I looked at the album name, and it's called, what was it called? Los Días de Junio, I believe. And I'm like, whoa, so they're probably from Spain or Mexico or some Latin American country. Turns out they're from Croatia. So I was almost there. I'm not trying to imply that Polish people and Croatians are the same, but that's kind of in the same general area of the globe, unlike Mexico, which is quite far away from that. But yeah, very confusing band, to say the least. That track that I played was called He Builds Houses Like Trees, and I haven't listened to that album in like 3 years. I think I listened to like twice. I hope no one from Don't Mess With Texas is listening, but it wasn't that great. This is the only track that was memorable, but I quite like this track, so, you know, if you really, really enjoy that track, then maybe check out the album. If not, I wouldn't really bother with the rest of the album. And, again, sorry for being a bit harsh there. Anyway, that pretty much wraps up the show. Hopefully, you enjoyed it. Next week, it's either going to be one of two shows. One, well, I don't want to ruin it. We'll get to whatever it is next week. Anyway, hopefully you enjoyed this post-rocking episode. This last song is by a band called Johnny 23. We've played a segment of one of their songs before. And the reason why I say a segment is because all of the tracks on their album, bar this one, are at least 12 minutes long. Well, there's like some 3-minute interlude slash noise pieces, but I mean, I don't think anyone listens to those tracks on their own. But there's no track that's less than 12 minutes long, except for this one. And this one's called Redbird. It's 7 minutes long, and it's off their record JXIII, which is basically Johnny 23 in Roman numerals. And yeah, so that wraps up the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week, obviously. And we'll sign off with Johnny 23 with their song Redbird. See you guys next week.
Someone sleeping sweetly.